Well, if you've been keeping an eye on commodity prices, they have been faltering, which is good news and should give some relief to beef and dairy producers when it comes to feed costs. But as Mike North points out, that generally when feed costs drop, milk production rises, and that could pressure the dairy margins. And North says that's something that dairy producers need to keep an eye on, especially as we look ahead to 2014.
As you look forward, especially when you have lower feed prices, that's generally accompanied with more milk production and consequently lower milk prices. So as you look at the fall feed prices, be looking for opportunities to lock those in, and at the same time be addressing those 2014 milk markets to capture that margin and make sure that it is still profitable as you go forward, so that the lower feed opportunity doesn't weigh on milk prices and take away that opportunity that we're looking at.
Well, even though July is beef month, not every aspect of the industry is celebrating. Matter of fact, hard times continue for many of our nation's cattle feedlots, as we see in Shale Shagum's report on current profit margins.
Pecker margins are currently positive. They're benefiting from both the lower cattle prices and the fact that we're looking at some grilling season impact on beef prices. Cow-calf operators have been doing fairly well in terms of the prices that they've been getting for their feeder calves. Feedlot operators are still in negative margins. They have had to pay high feed prices. They've had to pay higher prices for a diminished pool of feeder calves.
Well, for the past several years, Egypt has been a key market for U.S. beef exports. That's why those in the beef industry are keeping a close eye on all the unrest in that nation. Dan Hallstrom, the U.S. Meat Export Federation's vice president for marketing, says despite the turmoil in that country, beef trade continues to be strong.
Egypt is one of our staple markets on the beef side. We do have staff on the ground in Cairo. In regards to the recent changes with the presidency and protests and things like this, the effect on the beef trade has been minimal at best. Security through the Suez Canal and the ports in general has been good. Product continues to flow. Commercially, demand is still good. Exchange rate is relatively stable. And liquidity, the ability to convert the Egyptian currency into U.S. dollars, appears to be unaffected. So I think all in all, it's a good news story in the sense that the normal supply and demand economics are still in place.
Well, lower prices are in place today as we look at our commodity situation. The only increase, barrel cheese up 0.75 cents to 170.5 cents per pound. Otherwise, blocks 172.75 cents per pound. AA butter 143. Class 3 prices July 17.35. August down to 17.92. And October at 18.81. Substantial declines were recorded on the Board of Trade. September corn off 18.25 at 5.23¼ cents. December corn now down to 4.87. Beans for August drop all the way down to 14.61¼ cents. November 12.59¾ cents. While September wheat is down to 6.54¼ cents per bushel. Livestock, the fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers to 118, Holstein steers 96 to 108, slaughter cows, cutting utilities 76 to 93, most of the slaughter cows 60 to 75, replacement bull calves 50 to 150, heifer calves 60 to 140, barrels and gilts 68 and down, market lambs 114 and down, and feeder lambs 105 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.